story. And those of us who know the story of Jesus and know a little bit of the story of the people of Israel, get it. Jesus is talking about the nation of Israel. God gave them the land. They failed to live up to what he asked them to do. He sent prophet after prophet after prophet after prophet to them, telling them to come back. They didn't. And so now, God has sent his son. And we know the end of the story, so we know that they will kill the son as well, and that will be the way that God moves his message from the nation of Israel to the whole world. Okay, well, clear enough. Except, if that were the only point of the parable, there would be no reason for it to appear three times in our lectionary cycle. And it does. It shows up all 3 years. So what if we recast the roles of the parable a little bit? What if we are the tenants, and the vineyard that has been entrusted to us is the entire world, God's creation, and the people in it? And God sends prophets to us saying, you're not really taking good care of the world I've entrusted to you and the people I've put upon it. And we usually say, yeah, well, you're probably right, and maybe we recycle for a little bit, and then we go back to doing what we usually do. What if we cast the parts that way? What is the message for us? Because you see, that is the situation. God has entrusted his world and his children into our care. And he has told us how he wants us to care for his children and for his world. And we do an okay job sometimes when we think about it. But most of the time we get kind of absorbed in just living our lives. And we don't really think about the fact that the world and the gifts that we have and the people that we encounter are all gifts of God, all belong to God, and he has entrusted all of them to us. We are stewards of all of God's creation. And eventually God will ask us, how did we take care of what is his? The other piece of that is that we are also God's creation. And God will eventually want to know how we took care of ourselves as well. And so as we move into what is stewardship season, think about all of the things that God has entrusted to your care. And how are you caring for them? So that when we present them back to God, we look like we've been paying attention to what he gave us. Amen.